Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited you've joined me on this magical today. And today is an extra specially magical today because I am sitting here with some of my three favorite women in the entire world, Sarah Breastman Cosme, Monica Dunn, and Tracy Mahan. You know these girls. Hi ladies, thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys are so cute. So we are back in the beautiful island of Hawaii doing our QHHT reunion. So we thought we would get together and check in with you all and talk about all of the fun, magical synchronicities we've already been experiencing in the last couple days.
Absolutely. And doing the wouldn't it be fun Monica Dunn style, manifest and create, including who you sit by on the airplane. All the fun things.
Mm-hmm. From the beginning. It's literally, when we do these trips, it starts from the very beginning, from packing, like it's days before. You start seeing, for me, I start seeing all the numbers.
Oh, 808.
Yeah.
I saw it for weeks. I kept saying 808,
by the way, is the area code for Hawaii where we are. But I kept seeing all the triple numbers, which is always such a good sign for me that I'm on the right path, doing the right thing, making the right choices.
Yeah. I was even walking through the parking lot and saw a license plate that says, I can too.
Uh-huh.
And I took a picture of that because I was like, that's right. All of us can do this. All of us can be here. All of us can be living. Because, you know, when I'm sharing these trips and all the things we've been doing with family and stuff, they're like, you're living the dream. And I'm like, you can too. And then I'm like, I'm seeing this license plate. I can too. And it's like, exactly. We can all create and manifest the dreams. And this was a dream of mine, and I'm living it now.
Totally. Yeah, because we're manifesting it. And Monica, mm-hmm. you brought up a really great point earlier. I don't know if you know where I'm going, but it was about being deserving. Can you mm-hmm. talk about that?
Well, yeah. Just recognizing when you're in a situation that feels less than, you have to really just go inside and ask yourself, what is this for me? Why am I in a situation that feels less than? And I had a situation like that come up since we've been here, and I had to ask myself, what is this about? And then I thought, oh, I didn't think I deserved to have this upgraded reality. And then when I checked in and I let go of the undeserving, I just went, oh, okay, it's really magical and easy to just create that which I deserve because I deserve it all because I am. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I work hard. It's not because of this. It's not because of anything. We all deserve it all. Mm-hmm. Because we are.
Because we are. Right. And this was the point that she said to me because she checked me. And I love it when I get checked with the things that I say. Because she's right, you know, because we were talking about this concept of being deserving. And I said, yeah, you know, we work hard and we do good things. And she said, no, not because we work hard because we are, and she's right, because we are, because we exist, because
yeah, we always feel like we got to earn that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or we have to be doing something constantly in order to be valued, you know. I think it's hard as women and also as mothers, you know, we're so programmed, like your house must be clean, you know, your kids must be, you know, dressed with no stains. I mean, that doesn't
happen
in my house, you know, and just you have to accomplish in order to really be valued, which I think is just so opposite of the truth. You know, really, it's just everyone is so valuable because they are, like what you said, it's just so true. And speaking of synchronicities, it's like so amazing how the universe reflects back what you're working on, because I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, but I was sitting in a nice aisle seat and someone came and asked me, hey, would you move into the middle seat? Because I really would rather have the aisle. And I said yes. Because that's what I'm working on, is these boundary things where, why am I less deserving? You know, why it's, you know, and it, I wasn't even mad at her. I was just thinking at my response, like all of a sudden to just always automatically, yes, what can I do for you? But what about what can I do for me? You know, that should be the first response. And it's amazing how the universe reflects back to you what you need to work on. Because for me, it's an automatic response. Of course, you need that. You're more deserving. Sure, you have it. You know, when it's just basically retraining myself to have my first response be, wait, what do I want? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Is this going to be okay for me? And then I taking something away from myself to then give to another, and then that's creating an imbalance.
Exactly. Right. But it's the first response, you know, like the automatic, like, oh, of course you want this.
You want this, and I have it. I can give it to you. Okay.
Sure.
You forgot you wanted it too.
Right. But I felt like, oh, of course, you know, that's more important.
That's training, and that's learned behavior and all of the things.
Right.
You know, when Monica and I went up to the office for the hotel here to make the changes on the rooms, I actually put on my Ganesh necklace, and I said to you, I put Ganesh on to remove the obstacles. So we went up to the office, and when we're talking to him, all this download of how we could make the change ourselves and how to make that work came in, and it pops in my head. There, remove the obstacles. You were the obstacle.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you were the obstacle because of that deserving piece. Because we were like trying, in our minds, it had to happen this way, not that we could have created it a different way. And then we were looking at each other going, of course, that's the answer. And, you know, it just flowed in, and it was made it easy for everyone. The solution was easy for everyone. So it was like, well, of course this is the answer. Once the obstacle got out of the way with how I thought it should happen, it flowed in. So that's the other thing, is we don't always know how it's going to come to us if we open our minds and get out of the way and let go of how we think it needs to happen.
Right,
can flow in, and it'll come in magical ways. So.
Yes.
I think that is like the super takeaway lesson for the day, because if our life isn't what we want it to be, the only reason why it is not is because of us.
Yeah. Right.
Like, there is no one else to blame but our own selves.
That's right.
Because it is our responsibility. And any kind of being in the way is ourselves being in our own way. So it's just getting out of your own way. And then you can live the dream. Because that's the only reason why, if anyone's not living the dream, it's because you're in your own way. That's it. For one reason or another.
Or you're creating limiting beliefs, which is also getting in your own way. One of the limiting beliefs is that there's not enough for us all.
Right.
You know, you think that, oh, well, I can't have this grandiose experience because not everyone has it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's available, and it's about getting out of our own way in order for us all to receive those blessings.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. It's so true.
And there are infinite possibilities. As much space we have in between our material, which is 99%, that's how much infinite possibility we have. So, like, we see this 1% material, and we think that our possibility lies with this material. But that's such BS, because because our possibility lies with the 99% of the nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Like, that's amazing. Absolute nothingness has infinite potential. Like, this is how we were created in the first place, right? This is all available to us at any given second.
Any given moment.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, that gives me goosebumps to think about it. It's just like, wow, is that true? Like, we have this capability. Yeah. If we want to tap into it and we want to stop resisting it and counteracting it with our negative belief patterns.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's all about deprogramming ourselves. It's like we have to just go around at all the programs that are like automatic and go, oh, I don't like that one. I'm going to deprogram that one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reprogram for this other one to start creating in that infinite field, you know?
Yes.
It's just, it's interesting what's happening, I think, with, you know, consciousness, how we're all becoming aware of just like how programmed we are to not think, you know, we are worth anything if we're not doing constantly. So I'm just going to congratulate all you guys when you're taking a nap because you guys deserve, not just deserve, but you guys should do whatever you want because you are so wonderful just being. Just being yourself.
And our creating. Our creating has created these open windows of all these other signs and synchronicities. We saw turtles. Beautiful pictures of turtles by Monica Dunn, who went to the beach today and found how many?
12.
12 turtles on the beach. How amazing. Breaching whales from our room, from the view. What else did we get? We got all kinds of
fish
this
morning.
Yes. Let's not forget about that. We went out for the comet.
Not the kind that float in water, people. But, you know, we're having all of these experiences because we're aware, you know, we're allowing for these things to be shown to us.
And we're asking.
We're asking. Mm-hmm. We've seen so many beautiful things. We saw the dolphins. Mm-hmm. All these wonderful little water creatures.
But speaking of ships, I am going to be speaking on a cruise, and all of you guys listening are invited. It's the Hidden Secrets Cruise, and it's going to the Mexico Riviera. And you can see these 10,000-year-old petroglyphs, and it's going to be amazing. And people like Jimmy Church and Jason Shurka and Nick Pope are also going to be speaking on the cruise, and I'm going to be speaking about the secrets of the Sphinx, which I'm really excited to share information about that. And it's going to be super amazing. I'm also going to be offering sessions on the cruise as well, and I'm fully booked till 2024. So this is an amazing opportunity. If you want to get a session with me, you can get one on this cruise. But you can go to hiddensecretscruise.com if you want to join. It's April 7th through the 14th, but I'm really excited. Speaking of beautiful weather and turtles and whales, with this type of group, it's going to be absolutely high vibrational and just amazing. And there's going to be nightly sky watches, which I think will be fun with this group, especially with Jimmy Church, know?
Yeah.
And I mean, out in the middle of the ocean, so dark like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing.
About this idea for a cruise, which I think is going to be so wonderful, you have all of these amazing speakers. I mean, mm-hmm. you're one of many, many amazing speakers. And now everyone is going to be on this ship. Mm-hmm. So now you have this container where everyone is able to hang out.
All these highly connected
people.
And
just be together for this entire time. And that is where the magic is.
I know. I can't wait to meet the cool people that are going to come on this cruise because you know they're going to be amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love this.
All the high vibrational connected people and energies is going to be fabulous.
I know.
And think about all the magic that will come from the group gathering and, you know, all the manifestations of magic that will show up.
I know, because you really can create so much better when you're creating in a group.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And people don't realize that, but manifestation is quicker that way.
Mm-hmm. And water, what a conductor of energy for you too.
Yes.
Out there where no interference, just you, the water, all the beautiful sea life.
Wouldn't
all
it be fun if there's like UFOs all over the place during the nightly sky watches?
Sure.
And they're like, this cruise was the best cruise ever.
Well, I mean, you know, like we were saying before, we just have to ask for these things. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a group and you're setting this group intention, we would like to see you. Please show yourselves to us.
Yeah.
You will see it just like we did this morning.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
We set an intention and two ships showed up.
It was really obvious too because they were really
so
bright right next to each other, which they
weren't. Not even like that's star bright. It was like somebody was shining flash like floodlights in her face.
It was
and then
amazing.
The way they moved together, up and over and down and all around, like they were just staying in unison. It was really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then we did see other whales. We went down a little later to the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so amazing.
So many cool things.
I know.
And we're just getting started. There's more days.
Yeah, so Sarah, tell people again where they can find info on this cruise.
HiddenSecretsCruise.com. Or you can just go to my website at TheHolisticHypnotist.com.
Oh, cool. Then they can sign up through your website. That's probably the easiest way to do
it.
Through your website, TheHolisticHypnotist.com.
Yeah, just go and click on the on upcoming events and then just click on it. But make sure to mention me, Sarah Bressman Cosme, when you sign up so that, you know, I get credit.
Wait, real.
This is important,
she,
okay?
She needs to get the credit.
You came from.
That's just the way these things work. It's nice to know where everybody heard it from, and they like to keep track of that. So that's obvious. It would be really helpful if you guys put Sarah's name down when you sign up.
Yeah, but that's going to be a super fun cruise. I'm excited for you to do that. And are you going to go see some of the ancient,
The ancient
Mayan or Est?
Yeah, we're going to see these 10,000-year-old petroglyphs with this whole cool group. Oh, Adam Apollo will be there as well.
Wonderful. I love
so,
Adam.
I mean, this is just going to be amazing. Marine Saint Germain.
Oh, she's great too.
It's just amazing. There's just like a ship full of amazing speakers. And Erica's right. We're all going to be hanging out there, you know, all together and just, you know, creating this amazing vibration within our group.
And making new friends. That's what these things are really for.
I think the things are really
about
the people.
Like-minded friends.
It's all about the
connection.
People that come.
Because, I mean, think about it. Just when we get together ourselves, we feel so different. Just not being in a regular world, being with our like-minded friends.
Yeah.
Because now, I feel normal. And I don't feel like the crazy one or the black sheep that everyone thinks is a nut job. She's just...
We all talk like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not to mention that these are high-frequency light beings that we're hanging out with. I mean, there's that, too.
There's that, too.
And then the synergy of coming together, you're just enhancing the light and the magic and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I just know that there are so many people who feel like I don't have anyone to talk to about this stuff. I don't know people who are into the same stuff as me. Well, this is one of those things. This is why I started going to events too, and I wouldn't know any of you if I didn't.
Right.
Yeah, if I didn't go to an event like this to meet other like-minded people. So if you're one of those people that really wants to meet your tribe, go to an event. It doesn't have to be this event, even though this is a wonderful event, but just go to an event, and this is a great event.
You meet people that you stay in contact with for the rest of your life, because that's how I met you guys.
Exactly, that's how it works, right?
It does.
And there's even Conscious Life Expo coming up, actually, which you mentioned that one as an event, which you're also speaking at.
I'll be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo, and I'll be on George Norrie's panel, which is going to be really super amazing. Adam Apollo is also on that panel, and... Scott Walter, Linda Moulton Howe, just to name a few people. And that's going to be super amazing. That's Saturday,
so
February 11th. And then I'm speaking, I have a different presentation for the Secrets of the Sphinx at the Conscious Life Expo. And that's Sunday at 12 o'clock. And then I'm doing a workshop on how to tap into the quantum field using self-hypnosis, which... everyone's going to get super hypnotized and it's going to be awesome and I'm going to have fun. But everyone will be like, you know, learn how to do this themselves, which I think is really the best thing any teacher can really give a student, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because every single one of you, every single one of us can do this. We all have this innate ability and you're going to teach people how, which is awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's February 10th through the 13th at the LA Hilton.
Yes.
Awesome.
Hope to see you guys there. Make sure you come say hello to me.
I was just going to say, yes, if you see us, please come say hello.
Because Erica will be there, too.
We'll see us together. We'll stand out.
We totally will stand out. Yeah.
That's funny.
Just because we're loud and, you know, we're still laughing. You'll hear us, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Such a fun event, too. Again, that's how Erica and I met originally, is the Conscious Life Expo. Mm-hmm. And,
Well, you know something? I did not know that people go to find significant others at these things, like the cruises or these Conscious Life Expos. I had no idea because I've been married for a million years. And, like, I get there and that's what people do.
Yeah.
They, like,
they're
anybody
trying to
that's
find their like-minded partner.
For their partner, they go to these expos to
that
meet them.
That makes sense.
That's what they do.
I met my partner at a conference. Did you guys know this? The Eclipse in Mount Shasta.
Oh.
Brian and I met there.
So meet your partner at the Conscious Life Expo or the cruise. You know, you never know.
Oh, the cruise.
That's sounds very romantic.
They cannot escape.
They can't escape. Yeah. They're on the ship.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. So that's awesome. Yeah. Just, you guys, this is just an encouragement to get out there, get with your tribe, even if it's just a local 1 day, 1 hour event, just to get with other like-minded people. It's game changer. It's a life changer, really. Just to feel this energy inside and to feel like you're not so weird.
Yeah.
You're not the only weirdo in the world. And you're not alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Yeah. I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And we love you guys. And we're going to leave you with a song for today. This is that song, I Am. Until next time, we love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Fear the unknown, 'cause I know what I am here for. I keep on trotting on my own path, keep on learning from my present and past, yeah. When I no longer need validation, 'cause my story is long and I'm patient. I know that I have lessons to learn, keep my eyes open each step I earn, yeah. No need for me to feel alone, 'cause I got a place that I call home. Every single road travel, every single new place, I come back home, they accept me with grace, yeah. When I know that I was meant to be here, and I know that I was born into fear, but I will stand tall in the lion's den, 'cause I know in my heart I am one of them. That there lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, 'cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you. Said I deserve to be here. But I'm in a constant transition, constantly changing vision. Story never certain, there is always a revision to be made. What I think about the demons I have slayed, I am not afraid of confrontation in vain. To the people that seek evil, not as peaceful as I look. What a warrior at heart, so precaution must be took. What I'm trying to give in to the lessons that will soften my ways and means of changing, 'cause I talk to spirit often. Tell me to stay sharp, tell me to stay present, tell me to ignore the fools and focus on a sin. Well, I said I will starve my ego and I will remain strong. I will make mistakes and I will often be wrong, when I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm only here to learn, and all the evil on the path gets burned. I said I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm only here to learn, and all the evil on the path gets burned. But there are lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, 'cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you.
pressure always come from the outside. Try not to let it in where I reside. Well, this is my heart, my home, my choice, my love, my life, my path, my voice. Well, I feel my heart grow with each step. Stand firm in where the path goes next. Well, I know that where it goes is where I need to be. The more lessons rain down, more blessings I see. Hey. There are lies in the facets of everything that we see that are telling us to be scared when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you.